This bloke walks into a library, he says, I'll have fish and chips twice, please. The librarian says, sorry, sir, this is a library. He goes, oh, sorry, fish and chips twice, please. Enjoy the show! Yes, I know, the old ones are the best. Thank you for joining me again on the show today. Friday, oh, Fridays. Who doesn't love a Friday, eh? I love a Friday, me. Not that it makes any fucking difference when you're not working, but yeah, when you're a bum, just chilling all the time, nothing to worry about, life of luxury, lady of leisure, that's what I am. This time on the show, I want to talk to you about something I'm doing, right? It's called intermittent fasting, right? The personal trainer told me and the wife about this the other day, right? And I mean, I'm only day four into it, so I'm not that advanced yet, and I'm still trying to understand it completely. But basically, what it is, right, from what I could tell, is from 8 o'clock at night to 12 lunchtime the next day, you're not allowed to eat anything, right? And like, the better at it you get, like the more advanced you become, like the longer the fasting periods. Like, there's one where you're not allowed to eat for 2 days. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to not eat for 2 days. That's a long time to go without food, ain't it? So I'm doing it, right? Day four, it's going okay. I had a bit of a slip up last night, and I think it was about 9:30 I gave in and had time to eat, which is really bad, and I'm actually really pissed off with myself. I don't sound it, because I like to keep this a little bit upbeat, but yeah, a little bit annoyed with myself at that, because, you know, I can do better than that. I've done better than that. So, you know, it's a fresh start, it's a fresh day, and, you know, and we can just work through it. We can just work through it, can't we? We can get through this. I gotta get through this. I probably shouldn't sing songs on here. I don't know if that's copyright or... See you in court. No, let's not do that. Yeah, so what I want to talk about mostly today, right? I haven't reviewed anything on here for ages now, right? I've been so, like, self-obsessed. Not since, like, all the Batman stuff back in January. I don't think I've reviewed anything since then, right? So let's review something today. I've been watching The Simpsons, okay? I've watched The Simpsons for a long time. Well, in fact, for as long as I can remember in my life, I've watched The Simpsons. But here in the UK, so this is, you know, I've got a bit of an audience in America and Sweden, I think the other one was, or Switzerland, I can't remember. But hello, thank you for joining me. Yeah, right. Here in the UK, though, unless you've got Sky One, which I haven't, then you've only got the ones on Channel 4, ain't you? And I'm a bit conflicted about watching Channel 4 anyway, right? Personal reasons. Don't like them. No, I'm joking. I love Channel 4. I love Channel 4. I'm joking. I love Channel 4. I love BBC. Love ITV. Love Channel 5. Love all of them. They're great. Give me a job. No, I'm joking. Yeah, right. So, but they always show, like, there seems to be, like, the same, like, I don't know how many. Like, it feels like there's about 10, but I know it's more than that. But it feels like there's the same 10 that you just watch, right? So I watched up to season, I think I'm on season 13 or 14 now. 13 I'm on. Season 13. And it's only now that I've got to some that I've never seen before. Season 13. I've watched all the way from season 1 to season 13. I mean, not just like in the last few days, not since the last episode. Not saying that. But I'm just saying, like, you know, over probably the last, I don't know, 6 months, I'd say, I've been watching it, and, you know, and I love The Simpsons, right? It's funny, and there's another thing as well with The Simpsons, right? You think you get it when you're a kid, you think, oh, that was funny, ha, you know, whatever it was, and then, when you watch it as an adult, you think, I didn't get that, did I? But that's funny, that is funny, because you just laugh, like, when your dad laughs, or whatever, that's what I used to do, dad's laughing, ha. Funny that, isn't it, Dad, eh? Funny. I don't get it. What is it? I don't get it. So, yeah, but now as an adult, I get it a bit better, right? I mean, some of the jokes now, like when you go, particularly when you go back to like seasons 1 to 10 maybe, they're a little bit dated now, I suppose. You know, at the time they were cutting edge jokes, probably. But now they're a bit like, oh, I've got to Google that. I'll Google that tomorrow. Not Googling it now. I'll do it tomorrow. So, yeah. But I've been watching it, right? And, yeah, so a bit like, I love The Simpsons. Like, I do love The Simpsons. But I don't know where they get all their ideas from. I think that's the thing, right? It baffles me. You watch, like, they do, like, 20-odd episodes a season, right? And it never seems to end. Like, they're on season, like, I don't even know how many seasons they're on now. Does anyone know what season we're on now? Like, in real time, like, season 30 or something like that? I don't know. But I'm on season 13. And I'm watching it. I'm going, where do they get these ideas from? How do they come up with it all? Why don't we get them all in the UK? That's the big question. Why don't we get the newer ones in the UK? Why do we get the same ones? That's annoying, isn't it? But season 13, right? So I thought I'm going to just review season 13 because we've all seen the other ones, right? In the UK, we've all seen them. And do you know what? I reckon in the US it might even be the same. I don't know, but I've never been there. But if you're from the US and you want to invite me over and the wife over, then we'll come and we'll stay in your house and eat your food. No, I'm joking. I've never been to America, they say. I don't know what it's like there and what the Simpsons situation's like there. But, right, season 13 is actually probably, so far, you know, maybe it's just because I've not seen them, like these particular episodes, right? But for me, season 13 is probably like the best season so far, I would say. Like, I think it's the better one. I actually do. I think it's the best one so far. I mean, I've still got, obviously, you know, if we are on season 30, I'm not even halfway yet. But, you know, for me, it's a good one. It's a good season. And you know what? Although it is a little bit out of date now, it's not that much out of date, you know? So, like, the jokes are from a time where I remember them, you know? Oh, well, I remember that thing happening, you know, and the joke, the reference they've made, whatever. So, yeah, that makes it a little bit easier, I think, just to sort of references and stuff like that. It's easier to get it. And, yeah, so season 13 for me is where, The Simpsons has definitely got good now. I mean, it was good anyway, but now it's got really good. I mean, I like that episode, and it's controversial in this day and age, but I'm going to say it. I like that episode where they've got Michael Jackson as the crazy guy. I think it's on, like, season 3 or something like that. I mean, it's old. It is old. It's, like, from the early 90s, right? And I think that's a great episode. I love that episode with the whole Lisa, it's your birthday song and all that. And, yeah, I love that. I love that, right? It's great. But season 13 is where it's got good for me. Season 13 is where it's, I would say, about 50% new stuff to me, right? It's 50% of stuff I've never seen before. So I don't understand why. Like, why are we not getting these here? I watch The Simpsons most days. Not as much as I used to, I've got to be honest. I don't really watch it on TV anymore because it's the same ones that we always get. And if Channel 4, if you listen to this, do something about it, please. Because it used to be on BBC, didn't it? Like, and then when I was a kid, it was on BBC, yeah. And then that was the same thing, right? It was always the same ones. And then when it moved to Channel 4, it was a bit like, oh, I hope they're going to put some new ones on, right? And I'm sure for, like, the first month, they did. And it was like, oh, yes, it'll change. This is brilliant. New episode. Oh, no, we're back to the same ones again. Great. So, I don't know. I don't know why this happens. If anyone can explain it to me, that would be great. I noticed as well, it's the same sort of thing with Family Guy, isn't it? Like, Family Guy, I reckon, the first maybe 4 or 5 seasons, I know them word for word, I reckon. Because we get them all the time over here. Like, I didn't even bother getting the DVDs of them. I don't know why, but it's because they're always on telly, I think. Always the same ones, just on the TV. So, you know, but I've not watched Family Guy for quite a while now. Oh, I miss Family Guy. I miss a bit of Family Guy. Yeah. So I'm probably going to binge watch a bit of Family Guy, actually, I reckon. But The Simpsons, season 13, if you're in the UK, if you're like me and you watch it most of the time, then season 13, I recommend, is where you would start. You don't need to worry about the others because we've seen them all. If you've been watching Simpsons as long as I have, since I was about 5 or 6, so a good 25 years, oh God, 25 years plus of The Simpsons, you don't need to worry about the first few. If you're going to come back to it, season 13, upwards, I reckon. Because you'll have seen the others, you know, whether you can remember them all in your mind, you know, that's a lot of episodes, we're not going to do that. But you might remember some of them, right? And if you watch them, you'll remember them, and you'll start to be able to remember the lines and the jokes and everything like that. So don't worry about them so much. Season 13, all the way up. However many seasons, I'm sure it's like season 31, I might be wrong. Someone let me know on Facebook or Instagram if I'm wrong. But I'm sure we're on like season 31 or something now. I'm only on season 13, I'm a long way off. So I've got season 14 here, ready. I've got it ready to go. I'm going to be watching that next, because I've literally just in the last hour finished season 13. So I'm on season 14, and we're going to get through that, and then we're going to move on seasons 15, 16, 17, 18. All the way up, wherever we get up to. I don't know. I reckon, I'm sure it's season 13. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so I recommend it. I definitely recommend season 13 of The Simpsons. Go and get it on DVD. You can go on Amazon and get it. It's brilliant. You don't even have to leave your house. And I bet you, if you've got Amazon Prime, I bet you can get it delivered the next day. I don't know for sure, so don't quote me on that. I don't know for sure. I don't work for Amazon, I don't know. But most things are on that now, aren't they? Amazon Prime's good, isn't it? I like Amazon Prime. You can order something, it turns up next day. Sometimes. Don't always, does it? It says, order by 10 p.m. and get this tomorrow. And you think, oh yes, bargain, right, I'll do that. And then you get a notification saying, your order's running late. It will now be arriving on Thursday. And you think, Thursday? It's Friday now, dickhead. Weeks away. I wanted it today. I don't know. There we go. There we go. There's another episode for you. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope I've recommended season 13 of The Simpsons enough. If I haven't, we'll come back to it. Thank you for listening. Please follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Whatever it is you do on YouTube. And make sure, wherever you listen to this, give me a 5-star review. Because God knows I need them. Love you. Ta-da!